You're listening to Rosie on the House.
Come on around back, Arizona. It is 8 o'clock, our outdoor living hour here at Rosie on the House. And we're joined this hour with Jay Harper, which I'm actually surprised. Ever since they announced and published that they would pay people to catch brown trout out of the Colorado River, I keep expecting to come in Saturday morning and not find Gary, Jay, or Rosie. But you're all here today.
We need to go do that. Maybe we can pay for our trip.
You're lucky I didn't see that article.
I keep waiting to come in and show up Saturday and no one else be
here. Well, I haven't seen the details. The devil's in it. How much are they going to pay? That's, of course, that shouldn't keep you from going and fishing at Lee's Ferry anyway.
You go fishing there without getting paid now.
True. He's negotiating right now. Yeah. He would go for free.
Yeah.
Right now, he's just negotiating.
Don't tell anybody.
If you follow along in our home maintenance calendar, you know, today our topic is primarily winter gardening, but we'll take any questions about your outdoor yard, landscape, gardening, winter lawns at 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions to 411-923. You can email info at rosieonthehouse.com. Beautiful, beautiful time of year. This is, if I could be outside right now, I wish these doors, these windows you could open just to
really
smell the aroma. Yeah. We've got a nice overcast today. When you get just that little bit of cloud cover, something about the aroma, and then we're supposed to get rain next week, and the creosote aroma is going to hit. This is just one more reason why
I think
we're the biggest inbound state in the union.
November's got to be the best month in the whole state of Arizona. I mean, it's not terribly cold up north yet. There's still fall color here and there. We were in the Pace and Christopher Creek area yesterday. The fall color up there is kind of gone, but, you know, it was 65 degrees yesterday there, so it's perfect there. It's perfect here. It's pretty hard to not want to be outside right now. Oh.
And the plants love it.
Oh, yeah. They're anything that got a little bit tired out this summer and a little stressed out has or is recovering nicely right now. That the nice cool nights and the short cooler days and things are flushing out and blooming, and it's just a great time. Winter gardens, cool season gardens are just going crazy. You should be picking, you know, leafy greens, and you know, if you did some fall tomatoes, hopefully you've got some of those about ready. And the gardens are looking good. Rose bushes are blooming. Give them a little bit more food one more time, maybe before it gets cold. And things are looking good. Citrus fruits are starting to show a little color. Not there yet, but they're starting to color up. Lemons are probably there. Limes are certainly ripe or past ripe, and lemons are probably getting close to ripe.
Now, rain scheduled for 2 or 3 days next week. They're saying maybe 1 to 1.5 inches in the Metro Phoenix area.
Wow, bring it on.
Shouldn't I be spreading pre-emergent?
Absolutely.
Right now, this weekend?
Yes, sir. You should. This would be the time. Take advantage. We don't get that often enough where we can time it so we don't have to water in our fertilizers or our pre-emergent. So get some pre-emergent down. If your winter lawn has been mowed a time or two, get some fertilizer down before that rain. Take advantage of letting that water it in. Your fall garden, your vegetable garden, you want to keep it well fed, so feed it ahead of time a little bit. Take advantage of that. Absolutely. Hopefully it's not like getting your car washed and, you know, you go wash your car, it'll rain. If you don't, it won't. So if you get fertilizer and pre-emergent down, hopefully it'll still rain. We don't want to jinx that.
Lance was trying to decide whether or not to go wash his truck this weekend at the office yesterday. I'm like, do it. I don't care. I'll pay for it. If it rains, I'll pay for the one at next
week.
I'll
give you the rain check. Remember they used to give rain checks?
Do it. Get it. Yeah. Let's get some rain. It is.
It's dry everywhere. It's dry. It's dry. I was 2 weeks ago up on the North Rim and out in that country south of Fredonia, and the roads were talcum powder dry. So we need it.
If you'd like to talk about your garden or landscape, 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. We've got, you mentioned the winter lawn if it's been mowed yet. We just now, last weekend, got ours seeded.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see, you get down on your hands and knees and look through those
little frog hairs coming up.
Yep. Just starting.
Good. That's awesome. Well, that rain will help that. And I usually recommend once it's mowed at least once to get some fertilizer on it again. So yeah, the rain will push it. If it doesn't get too cold, it'll just keep going and get some fertilizer on it, and you'll have a great – your timing is great. It doesn't take as much water to do it. Your Bermuda grass is going to go dormant and stay dormant. So I think it's – you're well-served waiting a little longer these days to do your winter lawn.
So if I'm hitting the nursery on the way home, I'm looking for pre-emergent and fertilizer.
Right. Yep, pre-emergent. And fertilizer. Of course, you want to buy the Farm's Choice fertilizer if you're, if you're going to buy any. But no, a good fertilizer for your tree, shrubs, landscape, winter lawn. Probably don't want to fertilize things like bougainvillea, hibiscus, lantana, tropical things. Maybe a little late for citrus. We don't want to push a lot of new growth on things that could freeze. But hardy landscape, your rose bushes, and winter lawns for sure.
And you mentioned the Farmer's Choice. That's a lot easier to find now. The distribution has really picked up. And
well, there's some sales guy out there that's covering.
Some sales guy. And for anybody that doesn't know, you can't get more organic or local than the Farmer's Choice.
That'd be hard to do. Yeah. Made right here in the valley and by chickens that live right here in the valley. So it's all local.
And for years, it has been. It hasn't really been available on retail. It was, but numerous golf courses throughout the state. This is where it was going.
Golf courses, and you know, a lot of the leafy greens you are eating in the grocery store have been fertilized with it, and some of your citrus, and a lot of your dates, and a lot of your pecans.
And you have granules now. Isn't that a newer side?
It's a crumble material.
Okay.
I probably wouldn't call it a granule. It's not that uniform. But we do have an unpelletized crumble that's a really nice product that's heat-treated, so it's pathogen-free, safe to use on your edibles up to the day of harvest. No problem.
And when you're talking about edibles, what can we put in the ground right now? There's...
Well, you can keep planting all of your, so it's easier to almost talk about what you can't plant now. But we've this phrase, I know we've worn it out over the years, but anything that you eat the leaf of, the root of, or maybe part of or a modified stem, so leafy things, spinaches and lettuce and kale and chard and those types of things, root crops like turnips and radishes, carrots, beets, and then, you know, modified stems like Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower. So any of those types of crops are plantable all winter long. And the nice thing is you can stage them. So you can do a little bit of this and then wait a few weeks and do it again. So you don't have it all ready at one time. And you can have, you know, you can be picking greens and harvesting your winter crops right up until you're ready to plant for the summer crops. So, and summer things are usually the thing you go pick a fruit off of, like a tomato or a pepper. You know, those. So those are things we grow in the warmer time of year.
And when you're talking about picking melons, come to that mind. And I think, was it you that said they used to grow melons inside of citrus orchards?
Well, Brian Blake, Whitfield Nurseries, Brian does a lot of farming, and he plants his watermelons around the base of his younger citrus groves, the ones that haven't gotten so big they're too shady underneath. So you get, you know, you're already watering them, and it works wonderfully.
Two for one. So yeah. The shade does come into a factor.
Get a big, mature citrus orchard, and it's, you know, canopy to canopy, there's really no place to grow, you know, melons or a viney crop that needs sun underneath those. But if you've got younger trees or younger plants and with plenty of room outside the canopy, it's a great way to do it. We used to do it way back. My grandpa used to do it when we had a tree farm in the back of our Mason nursery. They grew a lot of you know, melons and cantaloupes and stuff this exact same way.
You mentioned it's easier to talk about what you can't grow, and we've got a great state and all kinds of different elevations, terrains, and you said pecans to melons, and it's a great time to get out there. And there was a article that we've gotten pretty busy, and the kids are growing, and I haven't had a garden in for a couple of years, but this kind of reinvigorated my desire to grow my own food. Eatery now serving up warm worm burgers. Worms. That's not a cheeseburger patty. That's worms.
I don't even know what to say about
that. I'm encouraged to grow my own.